Shalom to all. Today we're in Maseches Vachim, Perek Yod, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah Ches. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Afayin, Shusivu Kagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Zayin tells us, Ubekulam, with all these, with all the carbonates we just mentioned, we're talking about eating them, when they should be eaten, which one comes first. HaKayanim HaShem L'Shanes B'Achilason, the Kayanim are allowed to change, allowed to do basically whatever they want when they're eating them. L'Achlon Sluyim, they can eat them roasted. Shlukim, which means overcooked. Muvushalom is just regularly cooked. V'Las HaSachim Tivle Chulin, Tivle Truma, Div Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says they can even spice them with Chulin spices, or even truma spices if they want. Since they're kaihanim, they can use truma spices. The bottom line over here is that they don't just have to cook them plain. There isn't a limited way of how to make it. There's a number of different options. You could spice them, make it tasty, no problem. All those options are open for the kaihanim. However, Rav Meir argues with Rav Shimon in one nekuda. Lo yiten l'seichen tivlei truma. The kaihanim are not allowed to put spices of truma inside. Shelo yaves ha-truma de psol, so as not to bring the truma to psol. What happens when kadshim meat is left over and not eaten in time? It's called nicer. And we l'chatchila do not want to leave nicer. We don't want to leave any meat over, but sometimes it happens. And if it was spiced with truma spices, that means the spices also are pasul because they absorbed flavor from the kadshim meat. And we're bringing truma l'idei psul. That's something that we're not allowed to do, says Rav Meir. Therefore, the kaihanim are only allowed to use chulin spices and not truma spices. And moving on to Mishnah Ches, Amr Rav Shimon says, Imr isa shem and shumas chalak ba'azara. If you're in the azara and you see them giving out oil to the kaihanim, enat hatzarich l'shal mahu, you don't have to ask, what is this oil? Where does it come from? It's obvious where it comes from. Ela meiser ukike mincha. It's the leftover of one of two things, either of the rekikim of a mincha of Yisrael or the loig shemen that a mitzayra brings. Let's start with the second thing first. A mitzayra, as part of his tahara process, has to bring a whole bunch of karbonos, and as part of that, he also brings a full loig of oil. Now, only a little bit of that oil is used. It's put on his right earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe. And besides that little bit of oil that's applied to him, and a little bit more oil that's sprinkled towards the kodesh kodashim, basically all the rest of the oil is extra, and that's given out to kaihanim. And then going back to the first thing, when a regular yid brings a particular type of carbon mincha, it also has a lot of oil with it. And besides for putting a little bit of oil on it in the shape of an X, all that oil is extra for kaihanim as well. So if you see oil being distributed in the Azara, it's either from the mincha of Yisrael or from the loig shaman of Mitzayra. He continues, Imr isa shaman shunas al gabi ishim. If you see oil being poured on the fire being burned, and mahu, you also don't have to ask what that is. Ella, minchas kaihanim, it's a leftover of the rukikim of mincha of a kayin, which is not eaten, it's burned. And mincha's kayin mashiach, also the mincha of the kayin mashiach, which is referring to the kayin gadol, he brings a mincha every single day that also comes along with a ton of oil, and that's totally burned on the mizbeach. And the reason why it can't just be stam oil is shein misnad vin shaman. That's because a person can't bring oil as an adava. According to Rav Shimon, if a person wants to donate an animal, you want to donate a bird, donate a carbon mincha, no problem. You can't just bring oil to the Beis HaMikdash and donate that. And therefore, the only type of oil that you're going to be seeing distributed is what we mentioned before, and poured on the mizbeach to be burned is what we had just mentioned. Rav Tarfon argues, and we actually pass like Rav Tarfon, that misnadvin shaman, there is a possibility of donating just plain oil, and therefore if you see oil being poured on the mizbeach being burned, it's very possible that that was donated by somebody. They just decided to bring oil and donate it, and it's not necessarily only for minchas kaihanim or minchas kain mashiach. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.